the hush, my boys, and that's to hold your noise. Come listen to poor Paddy's lamentation. I was by hunger pressed and in poverty distressed, so I took a thought to leave the Irish nation. Well, I sold my horse and cow, my little pig and sow, and from this plot of land I soon departed. My sweetheart Biddy McGee, well, I'm sure I'll never see, for I left her in the morning broken hearted. So here's you boys, now take my advice. To America I'll have you not be going. There's nothing there but war and the murdering cannons roar, and I wish I was at home in dear old Erin. Well, myself and 100 more to America sailed o'er, our fortune to be making way where they. Saying, Paddy, you must go and fight for Lincoln. General Mayor to us he said, if you get shot or lose your head, every mother's son you will get a pension. Myself, I lost my leg, and all I've now's a wooden peg. By my soul, it is a truth to you I'll mention.
Lively but sad song from a newly found artist for me, Nuala Kennedy, who hails from the wee county in County Louth. I think I played her version of Silent Night on last week's programme. There's a difference for you. She was telling us all about Paddy's lamentations, how he sells his pigs and cows, and he leaves his sweetheart behind, and with 100 others, they left the Irish nation to sail across to America. And the first thing that happened when they got there was somebody shoved a gun in their hand and said, "You've got to fight for Lincoln." But that was the Nuala Kennedy version of it. Earlier this year, I was sent a very nice box set of Anne Breen. Do you recall? I've been playing some of the tracks over the last couple of months. I'm going to play another track from that box set for you now. Anne Breen, who has a lovely, clear, sweet voice. And I think she has a very good repertoire as well. Because on the first programme of hers I played, was it her version of I'll Be Your Sweetheart? No, you're not getting that one again. But you're getting this lovely song that I played the Ruby Murray version of a couple of weeks ago. And it's A Little Bit of Heaven. And you know, friends, that's what Ireland really is.
She Sure, a little bit of heaven fell from out the sky one day, and it nestled in the ocean on a spot so far away. And when the angels found it, sure it looked so sweet and fair. They said, suppose we leave it, for it looks so peaceful there. Then they sprinkled it with stardust just to make the shamrocks grow. It's the only place you'll find it, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver just to make its legs look grand. And when they had it finished, sure they called it Ireland.
With a couple of her swinging friends there and their version of A Little Bit of Heaven. Now you have to listen very carefully to this next singer, Sean Keane. He has a wonderful way of singing. Now it takes a bit of getting used to. You have to listen to it carefully because he does wonders with his voice. And he's telling us the sad story of an exile. Now Sean is Dolores's brother. And he has made a couple of wonderful recordings. I came across this one by accident the other day when I got one of those compilation albums. You know, I get a lot of those. And this was a sort of a, I'm not quite sure what the album was called, but there were about 10 tracks on it. And when you get an album like that, there's usually about 4 or 5 good ones. And this is one of those 4 or 5 good ones. Sean Keane and his version of The Exile.
Now the fire is burning low, and it'll soon be time to go. And as the night turns into dawn, with the light I will be gone. So kiss me once and then I'll go. Sing my name out soft and low. And as I turn on down the road, Your kiss will lighten up the load. And although I never will return, inside a hope will always burn that we may meet in some place once again. And you and I will still be friends. The sun is shining brightly on the mountains and the sea. The waves run white round the nation more. The ship lies in the harbour waiting for an evening breeze to take us to some foreign shore. The world we lived in now is past. Winds of change are coming fast, but I will not forget the land where you and I walked hand in hand. So kiss me once and say goodbye, and we'll try hard not to cry. These tumbling thoughts going through my head will stay forever left unsaid. And although I never will return, inside a hope will always burn that we may meet in some place once again. And you and I will still be friends. The sun is shining brightly on the mountains and the sea. The waves run white round the nation more. The ship lies in the harbour waiting for an evening breeze to take us to some foreign shore. To take us to some foreign shore.
The sad little story of the exile there from the wonderful Sean Keen there, and his wonderful sort of twist in his voice, a lovely folky sound altogether, definitely Irish. Now, we could not have a Sounds Irish programme, as I said earlier, without a Daniel track. Well, we've had a Daniel track, but neither could we have a Sounds Irish programme without the lovely Anne-Marie O'Riordan. As regular listeners will know, Joe Bollard is the world's biggest Anne-Marie O'Riordan fan. I'm almost sure that she hails from Rathcool in County Cork, or around that particular area anyway. Mind you, I haven't heard from her for some time. I must get in touch with her again. But here she's singing a song that, well, she's in love with this brat. That's the only way I can describe him. But whatever he does, she'll forgive him. She loves him. Here's Anne-Marie O'Riordan. On the thing, but still
I love him, I forgive him, I'll go with him wherever he goes. There's bread in the oven and cheese on the shelf. If you want any more, you can sing it to yourself. But still, I love him, I'll forgive him, I'll go with him wherever he goes. When I was single, I wore a black shawl. Now that I'm married, I've nothing at all. But still, I love him, I'll forgive him.
Isn't she great? And she got a wonderful voice there. Anne-Marie O'Riordan and I'll Forgive Him. Now, recently I played a Christy Moore track on Sounds Irish and stated that I hadn't got an awful lot of his material. Well, a good friend and colleague of mine has promised me that he will supply me with some more Christy Moore material in the very near future. So you will be hearing more of Christy Moore, if you understand what I'm trying to say. But I want to play a track from him now that, again, I came across by accident recently. It's called The Moving On Song. And it tells the story of the sort of person who, well, is homeless and is unwanted. And even though it might do a day's work, when you finish your day's work, you can move on now. And there are such people here in Ireland. I'm sure there are such people in many countries around the world. But, you know, they come to do a job. You do your job for the farmer or whatever. You've got to move on. You've gone on to the building site. You're finished. You moved on. They're unwanted people. Here, Christy Moore. And listen to the lyrics, it'll explain it a little better than I do. The Moving On Song. I just want to explain one little thing here. At the end of each chorus, Christy sings go, move, shift, S-H-I-F-T. I'm not quite sure whether people in other parts of the world might understand what the word shift means. Shift means to move, okay?
Born in the middle of the afternoon, in a horse-drawn carriage down the old A5. The big 12-wheeler shook me bad. You can't stay here, the policeman said. You'd better get bored in someplace else. Move along, get along, move along, get along. Go, move, shift. Born a tatty, he lived in time in an old bow tent by a tatty field. The farmer said, the work's all done, it's time that you was moving on. You'd better get born in someplace else. Move along, get along, move along, get along. Go, move, shift. Born on the common by a building site where the ground was rotted by the trail of wheels. The local people said to me, you lower the price of property. You'd better get bored in someplace else. Move along, get along, move along, get along. Go, move the shift. Born at the back of a hawthorn hedge where the black hoarfrost lay on the ground. No eastern kings came bearing gifts, instead the Arthur came to shift. You'd better get bored in someplace else. Move along, get along, move along, get along. Go, move a shift. The eastern sky was full of stars, one shone brighter than the rest. The wise men came so stern and strict, and brought the Arthur to evict. You'd better get bored in someplace else. Move along, get along, move along, get along. Go, move a shift. wagon tent or a trailer barn last month or last year in far off days. Born here or 1,000 miles away, there's always men nearby who'll say you'd better get born in someplace else. Move along, get along, move along, get along, go, move shifts.
Very young sounding Christy Moore there, and also a very thought provoking song, and the moving on song. We're going to move on now to country and Irish, because this is a song that I have never heard before, but it was sent to me during the week by a good friend of mine who's a regular listener to Sounds Irish. This is Eileen King and Dominic Kerwin. Now, these are two leading lights in the Irish country music scene. Now, if you listen to Eileen King, do you think she sounds a little bit like Loretta Lynn? I do, anyway. And this is their interpretation of the song God Bless Ireland Again.
Wash her pretty face, dry her eyes, and then God bless Ireland again.
God, I sure wish you'd bless Ireland again. You know, like the way you did way back when it all began. You blessed her then, but we just took it all for granted and never did ask again. So God, just hold her hand, that's all. And if she should stumble, please don't let her fall.
God bless Ireland again. You see all the trouble.
Understand the things I read or hear about what's wrong with Ireland. And when you don't have a lot of book learning, there's a lot of things you don't understand. But let me say this, God, she's like a mother to me, and all that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to you and to her.
Agree with me that she sounds a little bit like Loretta Lynn, Eileen King. I think so anyway. Now, this next track, I used to sing with the band. Oh, here we go again, I hear you cry. It was a huge hit many years ago for Bridie Gallagher. But here, and I've played one track by this singer before and I still don't know anything about him. It's Dan the Street Singer. I must look that up before I play another track of his. But this is a young man and he's leaving for foreign parts. He's leaving Ireland as millions did before him. And he gets a loving message from his mother. Here's Dan the Street Singer. Goodbye, Johnny dear.
It's 20 years ago today, I grasped my mother's hand. She kissed and blessed her only son, gone to a foreign land. The neighbors took me from her arms, they knew I had to go. And then I heard my mother say, in tones so sweet and low, goodbye, Johnny dear, and when you're far away, don't forget your dear old mother far across the sea. Write a letter now and then, and send her all you can. And don't forget, wherever you roam, that you're an Irishman. We sailed away from Queenstown, that is the Cove of Cork. A pleasant voyage we surely had, and landed in New York. The friends all came to greet me there, and work I got next day. But still I thought that I could hear my mother's sweet voice say, goodbye, Johnny dear, and when you're far away, don't forget your dear old mother far across the sea. Write a letter now and then, and send her all you can. And don't Ireland. The postmark showed it came from home, 'twas not my mother's hand. 'Twas Father John who wrote to say that she had passed away. And then, as if from heaven above, I could hear her sweet voice say, goodbye, Johnny dear, and when you're far away, don't forget your dear old mother far across the sea. Write a letter and send her all you can. And don't forget, wherever you roam, that you're an Irishman.
Goodbye, Johnny dear, from Dan the Street Singer. I've been a big fan of Maureen Hegarty ever since I heard her singing How Are Things in Glochamora. Now, this song you've heard many times on Sounds Irish. I think the last version I played was actually by Celtic Woman. And then we heard, of course, the Bing Crosby version, which is known throughout the world. But this is Maureen Hegarty's interpretation of the song from The Quiet Man, The Isle of Innisfree. And I hope for those Irish people living abroad that this song might bring you home just for a few minutes. Have time to play all of this track, but it's a wonderful track from Gerry O'Connor, a wonderful Irish banjo player. Hey, take a listen to this. Unfortunately, I have to fade it with Jerry O'Connor and Cajun Blues. Friends, I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Sounds Irish. This is Joe Mullard saying, look, take good care of yourselves and of one another. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again next week, and by the way, next week will be next year, just a quick thank you to all those people who sent me some wonderful emails concerning my bad cold that I've had over the last couple of weeks. Well, thanks be to God, it's all gone, and thank you very much for the emails. May good God bless you and yours, as I say, and me and mine. And until we're together again with Sounds Irish next week, Joe Ballard saying, take care, God bless, travel safely, Sloan, bye.